snatched it thence. "You have no business to take our books. You are a dependent, Mamma says. You have no money. Your father left you none. You ought to beg, and not to live here with gentlemen's children like us, and eat the same meals we do, and wear clothes at our mamma's expense. Now, I'll teach you to rummage my bookshelves, for they are mine. All the house belongs to me, or will do in a few years. Go and stand by the door, out of the way of the mirror and the windows." I did so, not at first aware what was his intention. But when I saw him lift and poise the book and stand in act to hurl it, I instinctively started aside with a cry of alarm. Not soon enough, however. The volume was flung, it hit me and I fell, striking my head against the door and cutting it.
"Wicked and cruel boy," I said. "You are like a murderer. You are like a slave driver. You are like the Roman emperors."
I had read Goldsmith's History of Rome and had formed my opinion of Nero, Caligula, etc. Also, I had drawn parallels in silence which I never thought thus to have declared aloud.
"What? What?" he cried. "Did she say that to me?"
He ran headlong at me. I felt him grasp my hair and my shoulder. He had closed with a desperate thing. I